brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I love how Donald Rumsfeld is giving Obama right cover when Obama's basically continuing the globalist neocon policies that they adopted from Zbigniew Brzezinski and the Democrats. That's if you know history. CNS News, Rumsfeld, U.S. ties with Karzai gone downhill like a toboggan under Obama. He goes on to say a trained ape could do a better job at war than Obama. Can you imagine if somebody else other than Rumsfeld said that, they would say that they're claiming that it's racist? Truth is, that's a classic saying, regardless of race, to say, you know, a trained monkey could do a better job. But the whole point is that that's not even true. Obama just helped the EU and NATO take 93% of Ukraine, fomenting a revolution of ultra-Hitlerian right-wing to overthrow the elected government. Russia seized its military bases and pipelines and has been dealt a huge defeat. And weapon systems are being run right up to their border now. They've been kicked out of the G8. And they spin this like all that matters is America's winning. So politically, oh, Obama's losing. Oh, look, he didn't do a good job. Oh, look, Karzai's talking bad about him. Oh, look, he's an idiot. Which then makes the left come and defend Obama and go, oh, see, the right wing's attacking him. This is literal good cop, bad cop garbage. And again, they want to condense it down to Coke versus Pepsi, Chevy versus Ford. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of this mindlessness. It's either you're for America or you're for Russia. No, I'm against the EU and George Soros destabilizing the whole region and starting a new Cold War. I don't endorse the stuff the Russian government's up to. But you know what? They're not in my life. They're not trying to take my guns. Georgie boy is. Georgie boy's trying to kill the dollar. Georgie boy is funding anti-family movements. Georgie boy, I wonder why he was behind drug decriminalization, and I've now discovered the reason. I don't know everything, folks. Far from it. I watch, I research, I figure things out. Now I know. I've been looking at these state laws on the medical marijuana. You waive your rights and become a ward of the state, basically, and become basically a new criminal or welfare class when you go on, even if you pay for it. They are inducting you into a system as a drug head and taking your kids and taking your guns and harassing you. And so, I mean, I say just keep the things illegal and, you know, they reduce the sentences down to almost nothing. I mean, if I had glaucoma or I had a stomach problem and I had to smoke it, I don't like pot, folks. I'm on record. I mean, I've smoked it but didn't inhale like Bill Clinton. Joking, come on. No, I've inhaled, let me tell you. And I don't like it. I don't like stimulants either unless it's like coffee. I like mild stimulants. I like alcohol. I like tobacco. That's the pantheon of my drug taking world. But it's unbelievable how slick these people are. They can take anything and turn it into a screw job. And, you know, Obama's been trying to keep mandatory sentences in for pot while acting like he's pro-marijuana legalization when they've tripled the raids on the states where they don't make you a ward of the state. Was it Oregon and California don't make you wards of the state? And so they're SWAT teaming them until they pass laws the feds like that just turn you into an invalid of the state, like Michigan and others. And the Colorado law is so confusing, I can't even understand it. And believe me, folks, if I can't read a law and understand it and have to go to a lawyer to understand it, we got a problem. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back with Greg Palast to get into what's going on with all these banker suicides. You guys re-pulled me that Bloomberg from yesterday. Thanks. Oh, but I want to say something here on air. I really had the realization that I've got an incredible crew. And they just get better and better. And they all love Liberty. This is the best crew I've had in 18 years. I salute you guys out there. I didn't have a crew 18 years ago. I had Buckley. That was it.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From scriptwriting to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
We be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
There's no secret realm of other patriots out there to fight this tyranny. We're it. This broadcast, you out there. All the other patriots that love liberty and love justice. All the other real media out there that's fighting for freedom. We're being hit by a very sophisticated globalist takeover, but once people are aware of the attack profile, we're able to turn it back around. Unprecedented, folks, to have Obama, if you just joined us, I'm going to play this for Greg Palast coming up and get his take on it, saying his number one threat is a terrorist nuke going off in New York. That'd be the perfect way to take control of this country and start a war with Russia. And he said it in the same line talking about Russia. And here's the headline. Russia is ousted from Group of Eight by U.S. and allies. Russia has been trying to reform. Putin, obviously, is a quasi-dictator. He gets elected, but it's kind of like Bloomberg because he controls the situation. But the point is Russia was not expanding. Russia was not starting a bunch of wars. I'm not romanticizing them. I'm not saying they're an angel. But trying to do all this over a small annexation when the EU and the bankers just took over 93% of the country, financing a coup d'etat with Soros and others involved, and the Russians kind of grabbed their area. I'm surprised the Russians didn't grab half the country. And I'm not defending what the Russians are doing. It's just this is what happens. Stalin grabs half of Poland. Hitler grabs the other half. Or vice versa. History repeats. And you see Spain going for independence, areas of Spain, Catalonia. You see Venice voting 80-something percent for splitting off. You see all these other countries. You see Scotland voting to get out of the UK. Are we talking about sending battleships or aircraft carriers there, missile cruisers? And the government they put in, people use the term Nazi too much, but the Ukrainians in the western side were pro-Nazi in World War II. And they really have put people in as the vice president, the rest of it, who actually are on video heiling Hitler and stuff. We've shown you that. So, I mean, it is a horrible situation. Why are they kicking off a new Cold War? Why is Bloomberg reporting, like we've been reporting for a year, that bankers' deaths shine light on stress in industry? They've changed the headline. Guys, pull it out of the stack from yesterday. In yesterday's stack, we have the Bloomberg headline where it says coroners looking into deaths. And now they've memory-holed that and changed it to they're looking at stress in the industry. Very, very interesting that they've done that because it is the same article. And it's a lot of people jumping out of buildings or being found dead. And I think some of them are being killed. In the next hour or 50 minutes that we've got left with Greg Palast, investigative journalist par excellence, I want to get his take on the waterfront and the anniversary of the Exxon Valdez. I want to get his take on other investigations that he is part of. That is just some of what we're going to be breaking down with him. But clearly they're turning the fear meter up as Obama's approval rating goes down, run by the same special interests that run the Republican leadership. Clearly they're starting a new Cold War now with kicking the Russians out of the G8, unprecedented. That'll only hurt the people of the EU, the U.S., and Russia, and just allow more inside groups to kleptocratically control where trade is allowed. It's really simply amazing to have this going on. GregPalast.com is his website. He's a New York Times bestselling author. He's an investigative journalist, and he writes for Vice Magazine, The Observer. And, of course, he's no stranger to this broadcast. He's been coming on for about 15 years. He, of course, is host of Newsnight, one of the biggest shows over in England, the BBC as well. But he has to come on shows like mine here in the U.S. because there's such a wall of censorship and dinosaur media. But I wanted to get his take as a geopolitical traveler, not just as a former top federal fraud investigator with the Justice Department, on what we're seeing happen in the different power blocks, because this is a big deal, what I see happening, this new violent reset with Russia. And I want to see from his study the players involved, if he agrees or if he can augment or disagree with the gestalt I threw out about the new geopolitical reset that's happening towards a new Cold War and where he sees this going and tying it into the banker deaths, then we'll look at a bunch of other issues and his latest book that's out. Greg, thank you for coming on today.
Glad to be with you, Alex. Good points to be making. It's worth the discussion. And we're on the investigation. I have to say, one of our team just came back from the Ukraine, Zach Roberts, and one of the members of our team is Ukrainian, and I can't use his name. So we are covering the Ukrainian story as well as obviously I'm on because it's the 25th anniversary of the Exxon Valdez, another investigation, not completely separated because we're talking about oil and banking. And that's what Ukraine comes out to. You're either talking about oil or banks. That's about the end of the discussion on the geopolitical front. In the Ukraine, if you want me to throw in my two cents of where our investigation's gone so far, I'm happy to do that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, on the Ukraine, understand that this started when the Ukrainian government under Yanukovych, who's an ethnic Russian, as are a little more than half the people there, he was faced with basically a demand for a takeover, a hostage taking by the banks of the West. The World Bank and the IMF said, if you want to join the European Trade Pact, here's what you have to do. You have to sell us cheap gas transshipped from Russia. You have to privatize, that is, turn over all your industry. You have to go through a massive austerity program, which is going to triple unemployment. Basically, they wanted to do the grease job on Ukraine. They're going to turn into another Greece. And if you want to trade with Europe, here's the price. And the reason they want to open to Europe is that they're hoping that maybe some people are hoping eventually they'd join the EU, which would allow them to leave Ukraine and then, you know, move to Germany and England. That was the hook. But if you want to connect to Europe, to Western Europe, basically you have to turn over your industries, throw another million people out of work minimum. Literally, you know, they're going to literally deliberately crank up massive unemployment. So Putin, not being a bad chess player, said, oh, well, since they're putting the squeeze on Ukraine, I'll make them a counteroffer. Here's $15 billion and cheap heating gas for your people. No strings attached, except that you join our trade pact, not the IMF, the European World Trade Organization pact. And so obviously, the one which was punishment, the other which was $15 billion free money, Yanukovych took the free money from Russia. That led to the West engineering a putsch, a coup d'etat against the elected president. You know, this, you know, we're supposed to be afraid. It's the weirdest thing. People are talking about supporting democracy in Ukraine. They overthrew an elected president. This new game that people go on the streets and overthrow elected presidents. We saw this in Thailand. We're seeing this in Venezuela, where the 1% is going out on the street and trying to overturn elections. That's what happened in Ukraine. And I got to tell you, Zach came back from Kiev 2 weeks ago with pictures of from the demonstrations. And like you say, not everyone's a Nazi, not everyone's a fascist, but we have pictures of the you know, the pretend stormtroopers, the swastikas. It is it's not very pretty. It looks like 1933.
Well, your analysis is exactly like mine, because we're not reading from the same sheet of music. That's what's going on. But then you turn on the news, wonderful freedom fighters, and they're burning buildings and burning police and shooting police that have done nothing, overthrowing the government. And then Russia, and I'm not romanticizing Russia, but they grab an area that's always been part of Russia in the past, where they've had a bunch of wars, the Crimean War. They grab their military bases, their naval base, their gas pipelines. You would think they'd started World War III. Now they're kicking them out of the G8. Obama's worried about nukes going off. This sounds like they're trying to start a new Cold War.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you got to keep the Cold War is very effective in controlling the American people, and our leaders and the elite really miss it. You know, like the banks can't impose, they can't terrorize you into giving up your rights. They need some type of boogeyman out there, and Putin is looks like a hitman from Central Casting, and he, believe me, he kind of is. He's no sweetheart, but Crimea is Russian. You know, if we believe that the Ukraine had the right to vote to free itself from the Soviet Union, then how come the same right isn't afforded the Crimea? In fact, we've demanded that Russia, and Russia's agreed to hold a referendum nearby in Chechnya next year, where they get to vote whether to leave Russia. So on one hand, we're saying, you can say that if the people want to leave Russia, they can, and the Russians have agreed to that vote. But now when the Crimeans want to join their Russians, they want to join their fellow Russians, and they, by the way, they get a nice deal out of it because they get better pensions by becoming Russians, suddenly that's anti-democratic. Now, which is it? We just supported the creation of South Sudan, which is already, didn't even take 1 year for that to turn into a cannibalistic war. You know, so it's, you know, but again, I agree. This is part of the creation of a new Cold War, because now we need, you know, we don't have communists there. Now we have Putin and so we have to create the Russian bear again is threatening New York. Well, I'm here in New York. I've looked down Second Avenue and I haven't seen Red Army tanks rolling down the street. What I see is a lot of unemployed people who are hoping to are begging the bankers walking by for extra quarters.
Well, that's right. And I want to come back and get into the latest banker escapades. And then I want to shift gears in 25 years, Exxon Valdez, how that ties to BP. Your breaking news on that front. And I want to ask you about the banker suicides when we come back. So we're going to come back to Greg Palast right after this quick break. Here is the headline out of Bloomberg before they changed it. Banker deaths leave industry concerned as coroner's probe. And they've now changed it today to this. We'll show folks a document cam of that when we come back or during the break. But there it is. Good job, guys. Johnny on the spot. Bankers' deaths shine light on stress of industry, tunnel vision. The same article yesterday was that the coroners were probing.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are not here to scare you or fill your mind with images of terror. There's enough of that already. We are SurvivalBagsInc.com, a veteran-owned company. We specialize in survival supplies, bags, and packs. In most cases, our survival bags, loaded with emergency food, water, and supplies, ship out in 24 hours or less, and prices start as low as $60. Go to SurvivalBagsInc.com, and thank you for supporting a veteran-owned American business. SurvivalBagsInc.com. Our mission is to help you survive.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
There's a man going round taking names.
There's a man going round taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When the man comes around.
When the man comes around.
When are you going to become a man out there, folks? Oh, a lot of you have. When are some of you out there going to take action?
We'll stand up.
Greg Palast is our guest. There's so much crazy news up at Infowars.com. I'll get to some of it when we come back in the next segment and get Greg's take on it. But Ukraine's Nine of the Long Knives, Kurt Nemo, student suspended for shaving head in support of cancer patient. Man, the attack on free speech in this country. DOD military training to, quote, scare the crap out of people in Florida. State senators' response to Second Amendment concerns. Go F yourselves. That's going super viral. They're already all over the mainstream news criticizing him for saying it. So that's broken big time with our reporter Dan Bedondi in Rhode Island. Uncensored video. Police execute homeless man for camping. It's unbelievable. Ukraine leader leaked recording. 8 million Russians in Ukraine must be killed with nuclear weapons. That's just some of the reports up on Infowars.com. And it's shocking and sensational because reality is sensational. People need to stop filtering what's really going on. And a sensational reporter breaking so many huge stories is Greg Palast. Greg, what do you know? No, I know no one who's got more investigative connections than you. And the numbers of bankers and comptrollers and key management people that would be involved in cover-ups, you know, these are key risk analysis certifiers. As a top fraud investigator, do you think this is all suicides or could there be foul play?
I'm not going to say a word, Alex. In the middle of investigation. I'm an investigative reporter, so until the investigation's done, I can't report. Just remember, we have a trillion-dollar fraud that was uncovered, the LIBOR fraud. That is, you know, when you get your adjustable rate mortgages, when you get anything that's involved with an adjustable rate, that involves the what's called the London Interbank Overnight Rate. That's behind all the interest rates, and that's set by a private group of bankers. It's not some type of government agency. It's not a computer algorithm. It's about eight guys who get together in a room and say what our interest rates will be tomorrow morning. And that's what I'm looking at. And where I've gotten with it, I can't say because I haven't gotten far enough yet. But when I report it, you'll be the first to know.
Wow. So you are hot on the trail, Greg Palast, right now of this. Do we have any number on how many it is? It's in the dozens and dozens now.
No, and one of the problems statistically is that, you know, it people do kill themselves and people do get knocked off for all kinds of reasons.
But there's certainly a big uptick right now. So even if they're not being murdered, what are they depressed about?
Well, that's what we're trying to investigate. That's where we have to go. We got so many investigations going on now. It's one of the trails we're trying to pick up. So, like I say, I have so many stories to report. I'm always afraid to talk about anything in the middle of an investigation where I don't have all the facts in front of me. You know me, I'm Mr. Here's the documents guy. So, I'm going to stick with those right now.
I want to come back and get into 25 years after Exxon Valdez, but in the 3 minutes we've got in this short segment, long one coming up, Greg Palast. What's the biggest banker story right now? I mean, they're doing so much.
Wow. Well, I would say that right now, the big bank story is really going back to the foreclosure crisis. We had a bunch of banks who were selling predatory mortgages. You know, the line that's being used in the media is that 4 million people who lost their homes. Oh, they got those loans and they couldn't afford them. Well, they could afford them when they got them at 4%. Somehow, as interest rates are dropping, people's adjustable rate mortgages, and many people listening to this will recognize this in their own bills that they're getting monthly, somehow are going from 4% to 11%. Their monthly payments are doubling and tripling. Now, I don't care who you are. The average American, if your payment for your home triples, you are going to lose your home. And in places like Detroit, where the industry, like the auto industry, collapsed, you're going to lose your home. But the problem was these were predatory mortgages, these subprime mortgages, and anyone who tried to attack this system, these were given out by Bank of America's Countrywide Unit. In fact, the head of the Countrywide Unit, this guy Mozilla, what became Bank of America's unit, and he was the shill for them. The guy earned $600 million. Now, I want to say, not his company, he personally, selling these criminal mortgages, earned $600 million. He didn't spend an afternoon in prison. J.P. Morgan issued billions of dollars in predatory mortgages. That's a crime under federal law. And all I know is that instead of jail time, Jamie Dimon has been to the White House about 90 times to talk to Mr. Obama, who calls Jamie Dimon his favorite banker. So what's
stay there. I want to hear about that because you were reporting on this first. Now it's just confirmed they all committed crimes. No one's got in trouble. MF Global, John Corzine. I want to look at it all, then get into the latest breaking news you've got and Exxon Valdez, new breaking news there on the anniversary.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
No flowers, no flashbulbs, no line. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still
Monday through Friday.
In the grave, she's hoping in
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars News. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday edition of the InfoWars News transmission. We're going back to Greg Palast in a moment to get into all. He's always got a bunch of breaking news at gregpalast.com. And tie it into the 25th anniversary of Exxon Valdez, the BP spill, and other stories he's hot on the trail of. But first off, remember, this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find all their best specials. They've got a lot of great preparedness items, a lot of the same ones we carry. We only carry the best. They've got the survival seed banks, the live straw, all of it discounted. And they've got other things there on the site. As well, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex or 866-229-0927, non-GMO, organic, and they're just great patriots, great customer service, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And then finally, We fund our operation with high-quality products, not even so much with sponsorship. I like to go the way of just knowing that we promote the best gravity-fed filters out there, the ProPure 2.0 G2, cuts out the glyphosates, the cancer-growing chemicals that are given to us by the loving Monsanto, the fluoride, all of it. And the Pro Ones blow away all major gravity-fed filter competition. And we carry some of the other brands as well. I'm just telling you, for the price, Pro One is the best deal on the site, and it's what I use. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. You know, just get clean water that's so essential to everything. As General Jack T. Ripper says, and Dr. Strangelove, they're trying to corrupt our precious bodily fluids. I'm being sarcastic, but I'm not. The point is that you can go to the site, get a great deal on great filtration systems, and make the show possible. All of this is because we started to build it and you came. And it's not about left, it's not about right, it's about liberty, it's about truth, it's about justice, it's about what's the reality geopolitically, what's the reality culturally, what's the right thing to do, what will bring us prosperity and real sustainability. So again, we have the Wake of America coffee. It's probably 15 years ago that I started drinking Chiapas coffee. And then I found suppliers down in southern Mexico directly to the farmers, the Chiapas farmers up in the mountains, the organic, volcanic grown. And leading coffee like this is 30, 40, 50%, sometimes double. I know the Starbucks has the same coffee from Chiapas, and it's about double the cost of what we have at Per Pound. We have two different blends. This is my favorite coffee. It's a strong, bold blend, organic. I like it. Most people get it and say it's their new favorite, or they agree it's excellent coffee. We have it for $17.95 a pound, and your purchase supports the broadcast Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Jones for it, and we have the immune support. InfoWarsStore.com takes you to the master shopping cart. It's got all the videos, books, films, you name it. Or you can just go to InfoWarsLife.com to go to the site that has the coffee, the colloidal silver, the Nation Iodine, and so much more that is so essential to a healthy life. And again, I want to thank all of you that do shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com. You make the transmission possible. So whether it's a Supermel Vitality, Fluoride Shield, Survival Shield, Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, it's all there. Check it out today, InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, Greg, I've been ranting. I want to give you the floor in the next 14 minutes or so. I want you to really break down where you see geopolitically the world. Are things getting better? Is it getting worse? Is the wake up to the banker occupation coming along well? I mean, if this was a football game, Team Humanity versus Team Kleptocrat, where are we? And then I want to tie it into things like the Exxon Valdez, which ties into things like nuclear disasters, like Chernobyl that got covered up, and now the situation with Fukushima. There's this corporate culture of just thinking they can suspend the rules of reality, and who cares what happens to everybody, including their children.
Well, you got it, Alex. First of all, I'm not too worried. You're here. I'm here. You're keeping your eye out. And, the world hasn't changed. This has been going on since Rome, the fight over who controls the coinage. Banks, resources, hell, we had fights over whale oil a century and a half ago. So, it's back and, it's always going to be back and forth. It's always going to be, patriots and people fighting for liberty versus the guys with the big rocks are going to try to break your skull in. That's a general view. But let me go back. Actually, let's put a couple things together. We were talking just before about the bankers. We have a trillion dollar fraud. Trillion dollar fraud. And again, I say this as a fraud expert. That's what my job was with the Justice Department. Now I'm out as an investigative reporter for The Guardian, BBC. We got $1 trillion fraud in the London Interborough Bank rate scandal, which covers everything from your credit card to your auto payments to your mortgage. There's no straight interest rate charged right now. It's a con. It's a fraud, and it's a multi-trillion-dollar deal. Now, at the center of it, one of the big centers of it is J.P. Morgan. As I said, Obama calls the head of J.P. Morgan Jamie Dimon. In fact, when you and I as taxpayers gave $20 billion to J.P. Morgan in a bailout, and then Dimon paid himself a big, fat bonus, and everyone screamed, Obama said, Oh, why is everyone upset with Jamie Dimon? Why should he be punished? The answer, Mr. President, if you don't know why Jamie Dimon should be punished, then you should get out of the Oval Office. Here's the problem. I'm going to tell you about the Exxon Valdez. I'm going to tell you about the Deepwater Horizon, and that goes directly to J.P. Morgan in the Oval Office. Last week, the Obama administration said that BP, which had destroyed the Gulf of Mexico, operated like a rogue pirate operation, killed 11 men, incinerated them on the Deepwater Horizon. The Obama administration has now said that they can drill in the Gulf. And in fact, they gave them a new tract to drill in the Gulf right near the Macondo well where the Deepwater Horizon sank. Now, why would they do that? Who owns British Petroleum? The answer is J.P. Morgan. So if we're going to bail out J.P. Morgan, if J.P. Morgan is our president's favorite banker, as he calls them, then you can't sink BP because that sinks J.P. Morgan. So, you know, people are shocked that BP... I mean, if you dropped oil and burnt down your apartment in a building, do you think you'd be getting a new lease? That's what they're doing here. Now, let me go back 25 years to the Exxon Valdez. If you watch CNN tonight, they're going to give you a story about how they're going to have Captain Hazelwood on. Now, those who remember 25 years ago today that the Exxon Valdez struck a reef in Alaska. It was all blamed on a drunken skipper named Captain Hazelwood. And he's going to get on tonight and he's going to apologize again. Well, I directed the fraud investigation in that case for the owners of the shoreline, the Chugach natives. I have a 6-volume report that took me 3 years of undercover investigation to do. I presented it to the courts. Now, here's the thing. It wasn't a drunken skipper hitting a reef. And even though Exxon's name was on the ship, and I'm not going to let them off the hook, the real culprit in the Exxon Valdez disaster that destroyed 1,000 miles of Alaska coastline, the real culprit was British Petroleum, BP. You say, well, what does that have to do with it? It's the Exxon Valdez. The answer is, and we just saw this in Galveston Bay yesterday, when a tanker's hit reefs, they go aground. Oil rigs leak, catch fire, pipes break. That doesn't mean that you have to destroy the coastline of Alaska. That doesn't mean you have to destroy the Gulf coastline, because you're supposed to have emergency vessels there. It's not rocket science. You put rubber around the things called boom, a rubber skirt around the oil, around the stricken ship or a rig, and you suck the stuff out with something called skimmers. Look at those pictures in Galveston. When that tanker just hit, they put out 69,000 feet of rubber boom around that thing. They sent 29 ships in to skim the oil.
When they build a new building on the edge of a river or a lake, like at Lake Austin here in Texas, they put rubber booms out around the construction site on the ground and in the water to stop the runoff.
Right. So here's what's supposed to happen. Now, let me tell you, here's the story that you'll love or hate. But this is a story you didn't get about the Exxon Valdez. Forget the drunken skipper fairy tale. Okay, because first of all, Hazelwood wasn't at the helm. He wasn't like some drunk who ran into a rock. He was asleep below decks, okay? The third mate, by the way, Exxon is to blame for another reason. Not because of the drunk. Because the Raycast radar system had been shut off. In other words, the radar was off. It's like a GPS, like a Garmin GPS. But in those days, it wasn't $200 for one. It was $2 million for one. And Exxon didn't want to train people, didn't want to maintain it. So they shut it off. The guy was just trying to drive a tanker like Christopher Columbus looking out the window. Okay? So Exxon had turned off the Raycast radar.
He didn't have navigation. He's going through these narrow straits.
Right.
Literally dead reckoning a giant ship.
Exactly. That's what he's using, dead reckoning, the third mate. And so he slammed into the rocks. Now, immediately, the thing is that if you looked on paper, there was supposed to be, right at Bligh Reef, exactly where the tanker hit, a whole supply of that rubber boom to put around the ship in case of a disaster. There was supposed to be a containment vessel with the skimmers right where the ship struck. There was supposed to be a 24-hour trained emergency crew right at Bligh Island, right where the ship struck. In other words, it's almost as if someone started a fire in front of a fire station. It should be boom. It's out in a minute. But what happened? BP had all those, all that equipment, the crews, the ships, the skimmers, the containment boom. It was all there on paper, under oath, in writing, and it was a lie. It was a phantom. It was nonsense. It was a con. It was a fraud. In other words, they said it was out there, and they say, well, who's going to check out in the middle of Prince William Sound in Alaska? The only people out there, you just got a bunch of Alaskan natives. Who's going to listen to them? Who cares? So that when the ship hit, it was literally hitting at the exact place where they're supposed to have a pilot station, which would have warned them off. They're supposed to have all the equipment, but none of it was there. None of it. And it was illegal. They signed in writing because they'd been caught before without having the emergency vessel. It's like, look, every city has a fire department. You have fire trucks and you have firemen and you have hoses. And that's exactly what a containment ship is. It's like firemen for an oil spill, a fire truck for an oil spill. And it was supposed to be right exactly where the ship hit. It wasn't there because they lied. And they lied for a simple reason, to save money. And they lied and they lied and they lied again. And here's the real tragedy, Alex. When that ship was heading towards the reef, the natives of Tetitlik Island were standing on their beach. It was at midnight, watching this tanker come toward their village at Bly Reef, at Bly Island. They're watching that tanker come in and saying, what the heck is going on here? And those natives could have prevented the disaster because they were the ones who were hired by British Petroleum. As and they were trained by British Petroleum, given the expertise, they're given the special Mustang suit so they could drop out of helicopters into the water, lay the boom. They're all ready to go. But British Petroleum had fired them. Originally, they were hired for one reason. The natives owned the Port of Valdez land. And they said, if you give us the Port of Valdez land for $1, $1, you give us the land for $1, we'll give you all these jobs. And the natives fell for the con once again. They gave up the Port of Valdez. They got the jobs. And as soon as no one was looking, they waited a couple of years. Then they fired them all, took away their equipment. And so they were watching helpless as the tanker.
And this is how they take over cities, counties. All these corporations do the same thing. They have a good deal for you, then they cheat you. But expanding on that, fast forward to the BP disaster in the Gulf. Their own engineers said, we can't dump water in the hole. It's going to blow up. So they put more engineers in who would follow the orders. It just shows a totally delusional attitude by British Petroleum. So how long until they do it again?
Well, right away. Let me tell you something, Alex. In fact, right now at my site, there's a 95-second trailer of my new film, Vultures and Boat Rustlers, which is my investigation of BP around the world and the Deepwater Horizon. When you look at those films of the Deepwater Horizon on fire, you won't see one inch of boom going around that stricken oil rig. You know, there's no reason why all that oil had to hit the Gulf shores, but it was just like Alaska. They lied about it. Here in Galveston, a much, much, much smaller spill in Texas. Today, you have all this rubber boom around this stuff. You have all these ships. None of that was there in the Gulf. Once again, BP had lied in Alaska. They got away with it, so they figured they'll lie again in the Gulf. So when the Deepwater Horizon, when the pipe cracked and it was spewing into the Gulf, by the way, they lied about it and they lied about the amount. Right now, despite the fact that Mr. Obama has allowed them to drill again in the Gulf, David Rainey, the guy who was in charge of BP Gulf, David Rainey is under a federal indictment for obstruction of Congress, for lying. By the way, he'll get off. Watch, mark it down, write down. Greg Powell said, the guy's walking. The guy will walk, okay? You know, you had a couple of enthusiastic prosecutors who actually grabbed the BP executive. That ain't gonna fly, man. Believe me, Jamie Dimon will get him off. That's Jamie Dimon's company from JP Morgan. That guy's as good as home free. Now, so what happened in Alaska, BP, when we brought the case, we actually did draft the federal fraud case. Fraud and racketeering against British Petroleum, the Exxon Valdez case. But they said, if you bring that case, we'll never pay you a penny. So it was agreed because we had desperate people up in Alaska. Desperate. Desperate. So we agreed to take $125 million from BP's insurance fund. BP did not pay a single penny for the damage it created. Not one penny. So we took the $125 million because we had no choice. Because people were desperate. But they said, oh, hey, it didn't cost us anything in Alaska to lie about the equipment, so we can lie in the Gulf, too. There was no emergency equipment. In fact, BP and the oil companies just put out a big full-page ad in the New York Times and a lot of papers around the country saying, look at our spill response system we have. We have all these ships and we've got all this equipment. Hey, guys, you'd promised that before the Deepwater Horizon explosion. You promised it in writing. You promised it under oath. And you lied. And you lied. So what happened is because BP got away with it in Alaska, home free, they did the same in the Gulf.
I was about to say it's bigger than BP or even Goldman Sachs or JP Morgan. It's this culture of even 30 years ago, I've looked at the numbers, they would try to keep reactors from blowing up, nuclear reactors. Now they just let them all leak 90%+. They just, am I correct in saying, we're going to break, Greg, that the elite are becoming more reckless and insane?
Yeah, because there's no cost anymore. They used to have to at least pay a penalty, pretend that there was a price. There's not a price anymore, Alex. That's the problem.
So government and corporations have merged, and they're above the law.
It's gotten worse than I've ever seen. That's why I left of government, because there's no more prosecutions of the racketeers. Forget it. The corporate fraudsters have...
I want to ask you historically, then, you're a smart cookie. What comes next in history when major corporations and government are above the law? What comes next? We're going to ask Greg Palast at GregPalast.com. That just saw the trailer for his new film. Check it out.
Attention gun owners, it's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds, is civilian legal in all 50 states, is 100% made in the USA, is veteran owned, and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
The response has been overwhelming, and for that, we say thank you. Hi, I'm Daniel, one of the founders of New Mana Food Storage. You've let us know how much you love our GMO-free and great-tasting storable food. Now, you can help a veteran enjoy that same great taste. Part of every purchase from New Mana will be donated to help a veteran in need enjoy their next meal.
Buy with confidence. Buy the best. Buy New Mana. Call 877-817-9829 or visit PowerPrepper.com. New Mana, food storage you'll love to eat.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back.
This is it. A lot of beautiful, great things in this world. A lot of good people worth defending. But the world moved on. There's so much complexity in the world that it allows corruption to hide behind it in legalese. And there's always going to be problems, but there is a systemic attitude. And I talk to people in media, corporations, you name it. Not just in government and high-level corporations, but in some of the public, to just not care anymore and basically dump your motor oil down this kitchen sink. Basically let your kids watch TV all day and eat GMO. Basically drink a bottle of vodka every night if you want to and not worry about your kidneys or liver. There is a nihilistic attitude. But when you get it with military and you get it with a high-level government, and you get big banks that are engaged in total insider trading, total fraud, who want to shut down all the other corporations they don't control, it's a new dark age we face. That's my view on where we're going if we don't turn this around. The good news is government has low approval rating, corporations have low approval rating. They wanted war in Syria, but the world said no. They wanted to expand that war. I see a lot of positive things happening, but I see the establishment coming down with both feet worldwide, leaning towards more authoritarianism in an attempt to secure their ill-gotten gains. We got 4 minutes. Greg Palast, where do you see the world going?
Well, I think that unfortunately, this lockup between corporations and government, the official term for it, is fascism. And one of the big problems is that there's just no penalties. Is there? You know, they used to at least pretend to grab a couple guys. Like I remember the guy that put together the big electricity monopoly, Insull, was thrown in jail by the antitrust guys under Franklin Roosevelt. Those days are gone. There's not even a pretense. They used to throw a couple corporate guys to the wolves, but that doesn't happen anymore. The greed factor is completely out of control. So, for example, let's go back to this BP business. Did you know, and you'll see this in my film, go to gregpalast.com, which is that before 17 months before the Deepwater Horizon blew up, remember the cement burst out of the, blew out. They used this quick dry cement process and the cement gave out, the Deepwater Horizon. And they said, oh, we're shocked. What do you mean you're shocked? 17 months before the Deepwater Horizon, you had the same exact blowout in the Caspian Sea. The same exact blowout in a rig, a BP transocean rig in the Caspian Sea had the same exact failure, but they covered up. They covered up through bribes, through beatings. And they covered it up. Now, how did I know about that? I went to Azerbaijan. I actually got arrested there in the what I call the Islamic State of BP because they control everything. And I was thrown out. I got film out because I had one of those little pen cameras, Alex, and I got my material out. But ultimately, I got the evidence of the prior blowout from the United States State Department. Not willingly. It was in the WikiLeaks documents. Our own government knew about the blowout in the Caspian Sea. And they did not warn the workers in the Gulf not to use that process, that it had blown out. They kept the secret. They kept BP secret. And because, why? Because it was not only BP. It was the junior partners in the Caspian were Chevron and Exxon. And they used the same process, which was deadly in the Caspian Sea. And 17 months later, the same exact thing happens in the Gulf. They go, oh, we're surprised. How could this have happened? Well, it just happened just before. And you covered it up. And the government covered it up. And the State Department covered it up. And then, you get a guy like Manning, Private Manning, who runs out and says, here's what they're doing to you. And he is the person we're supposed to be scared of. The anti-terrorism laws have put him away for the rest of his life. Well, he's not the terrorist. He didn't kill those guys in the Gulf. He gave us the information that could have saved those guys.
He exposed criminal activity. Greg Palast, can't wait to see your film. Thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thanks, Alex. Keep up the good work.
We'll try, brother. You too. We'll be back on the next hour. Wait till you hear this news coming up. Bank of America. And we got breaking news on anti-gunners.
Again, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a
long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.